Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. I hope that you are enjoying your day on today. I pray that you are encouraged. I pray that you are believing in the word of the Lord, that you are believing that He has wonderful things in plan and in store for you, either here or where He is. Either way, we win. You realize that? Either way, we win. Absent from the body is present with the Lord. We win regardless whether we are here on this side or not. Whether, you know, there may be some that are dealing with sickness and disease. You know, God can heal you there, here or there. Either way, we win. We got to get to that point that either way, we win. All the voices coming after us, everything trying to come against us, we win anyway. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. I bless your holy name. I stand on your word. I believe you. I receive every promise that you have in the word for my life and the life of every listener. Lord Jesus, show yourself mightily in our lives, and we believe everything that you say, and we stand on your word. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's go back over to the book of John, John chapter 17. We had left off on verse 15. We're going to read verse 16. It says, "They are not of the world," talking about the disciples and talking about us. "We are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." Jesus is not of the world. "Sanctify them," or set them apart, "through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Now look at that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto him but by his name, comes unto the Father but by him. So he is the way, he is the truth of the life. And it says in verse 17, "Thy word is truth." Means that Jesus is truth. He is the word. He is truth. So that is just, that scripture goes right along with "Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Thy word is truth." He is truth. He is the word, and he is truth. Verse 18, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world." We were talking about that yesterday. We are here for a purpose and a reason. There's some people that don't believe in purpose. I do. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a use. There are people that are fitted for destruction. There are people that are fitted for honor. A car has a use. A pencil has a use. I have a use. You have a use. The moon and the sun has a use. Stars have a use. Water has a use. Everything has a use. And there is a purpose to all things. And there's also purposes for things that are happening, that are happening, and has happened or have happened in our life. Terrible things and good things. There are things that I can think of that has happened to me that if not for those hardships on those and those tough times, I wouldn't have even learned how to pray. It increased my faith tremendously. And I have a more of a sense of boldness in boasting in the Lord. Not my boldness, I'm weak. But in Christ, I am strong. And I'm relying on Him and His Spirit. At any given time, I can fail and be fallen down. But I'm holding to the unchangeable hand of the Lord. And He's holding me up. He's keeping me. He's keeping my mind when I feel like I'm going to lose it. He's keeping my thoughts if I surrender them to Him. He's keeping me from my own lust and proclivities if I submit myself unto Him. Resist the devil and the devil will flee if I submit myself unto God. He's keeping me. There's no good in me but the Holy Spirit. There's no good in this flesh. In this flesh. But in God, all things are possible, and I'm relying on Him. So it says, "Sanctify them, set them apart through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Verse 18, "As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth." I set myself apart. Jesus showed us how to live. He showed us what to do in his earthly ministry. He gave us the examples of how to pray. He gave us the examples of how to conduct ourselves. He showed us how to love, how to serve, how to witness, how to go about with our lives, be meek and humble. He showed us how to be meek and humble, but yet bold. He showed us how to rely on the Lord, go straight to the Lord. He showed us how to submit and how to surrender. He surrendered to his Father. He surrendered to his earthly parents. He showed us all things. He showed us how to surrender and to be kept by his Father. He surrendered himself to a body, to an earthly vessel in order to save us. He showed us how to do it. He showed us how to have courage. He showed us how to love our enemies. He showed us how to conduct ourselves even when we're being persecuted. We're going to come up on the crucifixion and they spat on him. They put thorns in his head. They whipped him. And at any given time, he could have called legions of angels and killed them all and removed himself from that situation. But he did not. He showed us how to love our enemies and say, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. That is love. Someone that is sticking thorns in your head, that is spitting on your face, that is slapping you, that is whipping you with a cat of nine tails, ripping out skin out of your back. The very creation that you created has turned against you. The religious leaders of that day and the Roman soldiers having you carry a cross on your back that is ripped open. The wood even that you made, and people mocking you to scorn as you are put up on a cross, and the thieves on the side of you saying, if you be the Christ, bring yourself down, mocking you. That's love. That's love. He sanctified himself for the purpose of God, as we need to set ourselves apart for the purpose of God, for the master's use, sanctifying ourselves for the position that God has given us, placed within us, the responsibilities that we have. Set ourselves apart, not be divided. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I'm speaking to myself at the very same time I'm speaking to you. Not to be divided in our decisions, not to be teetering the fence, not to go one way this day and one way the next, not to be driven with every wind and tossed with every wind of doctrine, every new thing that comes out, we believe in it. Some new way of presenting the gospel. The gospel is exactly the way it was from the foundation of the world. He gave particular men to write down the words from his mind. This is the mind of God. What we hold right here, these pages that you hear, this is the mind of God. This is the mind of God. This is history of how he dealt with his people and future of how he is yet going to deal with the world and his children. This is the word of God. This is Jesus on paper. And we thank God for his word. Be blessed on today. Believe the word of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You enjoy your weekend. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Go to church. Amen. And hear God's word. Join me on Monday on The Word in Me. God bless you.